Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we'd like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about, some new studies, not only on tests, but on your cancer risk. And we'll see what other topics we can fit in also for the show, but that's coming up first. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. So we're going to do a devotional. So the devotional today is, in Matthew 10, if you're a child of God, it says, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Romans 8. "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." 1 Corinthians 15. "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 12, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And Revelations 21, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. That is the way, so mind the time, micro short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, some studies here are saying, hey, olive leaf extract has anti-malaria effects. That's right. When they tested olive leaf, you know, the olives, they have, you know, the fruit and the stones or the pits, olive trees found all over the coastal areas of the world, especially the Mediterranean, southeastern Europe, even northern Iran, Asia, and northern Africa. So we got the fruits and we have the fresh olives, of course, so we also have the leaves. And what does Revelation tell us in Revelations 22:2? It was the leaves of the trees that will be the healing of the nation. So leaves of the olives have pharmacology properties, they're saying. They have anti-diabetic properties, anti-cancer properties, antioxidants, antimicrobial properties, anti-hypertensive, anti-inflammatory, antiviral, and anti-parasitical. Whew. Olive is, you know, working overtime there. So a lot of studies are been done on the leaf extracts of the olive. And they're finding now, this was an article that was in the Complementary and Alternative Medicine Journal. They said that the compounds act independently and synergistically together to kill malaria-causing parasites. So maybe that's an alternative to the hydroxychloroquine? Frank, sounds almost like garlic. Yeah, garlic's awesome, too. It's a poor man's antibiotic, Frank. All right, last but not least in the quack report, hey, they got some essential oils, like, you know, if you're running out of Clorox wipes and you want to disinfect surfaces and stuff, you might want to try some essential oils. Lavender, for instance, contains potent compounds, and they're antimicrobial agents, actually. They fight pathogens. So the oil is used to also treat bacterial and viral infections, especially of the mouth, throat, and lungs. I love my lavender plugins, and they're not the synthetic stuff you get at the grocery store. There's a company that has organic oils that you can put in your plug-in, and it's the same plug-in, like the Glade plug-in that you can buy. They fit it. They fit that. So, and none of these diffusers and those things break all the time, and it's a wonderful thing to have some organic lavender. People smell it and they go, what am I smelling? They don't know what organic stuff is anymore because they're smelling all that synthetic crap by Glade and Johnson & Johnson. So the real deal is amazing. Your nose goes, whoa. So lavender, there's a company that I use. I get the lavender oil plugins from. It's called Scent Fill, like scent, like your nose. You smell scent and then fill, F-I-L, Scent Fill. So check them out, and you can tell them I sent you. Also, another oil is orange, antiseptic properties, antifungal properties, antibacterial properties in orange. Of course, we know that it also helps cut grease and stains on hard surfaces, so it's really wonderful. Lemon is another one. Again, antimicrobial, antibacterial properties. It's a strong antiseptic. Very potent compounds there. A lot of times people use lemon to disinfect a refrigerator, you know, from those odors and things. And lastly, peppermint. Oh, I love peppermint. It has analgesic effects. But and it soothes and it has that cooling action on your skin. But it's unparalleled for an antiseptic, though. It kills germs, household germs, pathogens that linger on surfaces. So peppermint. So if you're, you know, thinking of something natural, less toxic, you now have four essential oils, lavender, orange, lemon, and peppermint, that you can de-germ your house with, or your office, your doorknobs, your car steering wheel, whatever. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, so we're going to talk about, you know, some of the tests. You know, people worry about the tests, you know, being accurate, especially with the COVID-19. So let's talk a little bit about that, plus what science is saying about your lowering your cancer risk. So medical science and the technology that surrounds medicine now has really implemented a lot of computer programs to predict certain types of disease risk. So predictive medicine is a new branch in healthcare, and it kind of identifies disease, they say, the disease traits or the markers, and it scores them for a risk factor in, you know, a program. So therefore, we are seeing more patient screenings. Medicine offers more screenings, which, you know, some of them are kind of free. And it's also there to predict who's going to have or who currently has a developing disease. And this type of disease predicting technology, they said, would revolutionize other industries, like it would revolutionize healthcare, life insurance, and also maybe even employment opportunities. So, but is disease predictive medicine all that accurate? Well, we're going to take a look at it. Here is a quote from the National Institute of Medicine, Institute of Health, February 2020, they said this: traditionally, predictive medicine was exclusively confined to the realm of genetics. It was thought that genetics would revolutionize medicine, when in fact, it has proved our ability to predict risk of disease. So genetic-based risk prediction has proven limited due to expense of tests and not covered by insurance. And most diseases are multifunctional, which means that the disease is influenced by genes and also lifestyle. End of quote. So let's look at the tests, because here's another confirmation, basically, that your tests in medicine that science uses, healthcare uses, are not as accurate as they're promoted to be. Here's a quote from the National Institute of Medicine, Institute of Health, February 2020. They say the biggest problem with predictive medicine is the validity of the test. There is no test that is 100% sensitive and 100% specific. Therefore, false positives and false negatives are expected with any test to predict disease. And when it comes to genetic tests to predict disease, the cost and the ethics are major concerns. With genetics, we cannot remove the environment and the lifestyle factor to predict disease. The reliability of genetics testing is also not 100%. End of quote. So understanding that tests are not 100% accurate, how can really anyone rely on a test to confirm, let's say, the viral infections like COVID-19, for instance? You know, that could make or break someone's life in certain situations, you know? So let's look at some of the big data. Now, the tests are highlighting the big data also because, you know, test results are entered into the databases. So if the data is accurate from the test and the data is entered properly, there is still at least a 20% chance the diagnosis it spits out is going to be incorrect. Here's a quote from the National Institute of Medicine. This is February 2020. And they say, indeed, there have been several reports regarding the potential miscoding and incorrect diagnostic coding that ultimately can result in inconclusive and potentially incorrect statistical conclusions, and this is the reality of the limitations of big data. Well, that wasn't on the brochure at the hospital when I came in for my screening, though, see. It doesn't tell me these things. Not that I went there and did anything in the hospital, I'm just saying. It's not, all the information's not put there. Half the truth, still a whole lie. Well, let's look at the cancer risk. June 2020, University of Texas Anderson Cancer Center conducted a study regarding predicting cancer risk and mortality from sedentary behavior, you know, if you sit around too much. Now, the researchers concluded that lack of activity and being sedentary increases the risk of cancer and death by about 82%. Here is a quote from Susan Gilchrist, MD, professor of clinical cancer prevention. She said, "We found that the amount of time a person spends sitting prior to a cancer diagnosis is predictive of the time to cancer death." Well, the study also reported that getting at least 30 minutes of physical exercise per day reduced the cancer risk to 31%. Low-intensity activity, let's say walking, for instance, reduced the risk by 8%. So the study involved 30,000 adults over the age of 45, and they tracked their outcomes from 2003 to 2013. So this research did get published in the June 2020 Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology. So, you know, we're designed to move. Physical activity does have obviously some benefits for us. And some people say, well, I just don't have time. I'm just not athletic. Well, what is the number one reason most Americans give for not exercising on a regular basis? They can find a lot of excuses not to exercise, but the number one reason is I don't have time. Well, if you don't find the time to exercise, disease is going to find you, basically. And our bodies are designed for movement. So picking up the toothbrush is not lifting weights. Brushing your teeth is not a workout. So when you exercise, you can expect to feel better, look younger, actually. You look younger, you do. And you improve your mood. And you'd be more productive and energetic. So the more exercise you get, the more productive you feel throughout your day. You don't feel sluggish and as tired. And you're going to live longer. See? So if these reasons really don't light a fire under you to be more active on a regular basis, realize that when you exercise, you will improve your immune system and your bone density as well. And if you don't exercise, you're going to make yourself not only a target for disease, but also since you have no stamina, you're also going to be an increased risk of becoming a victim of a crime because you won't be able to move fast enough. And these things that are occurring in our country with all the violence and demonstrations is going to highlight that right there. Well, let's look if you're over 50. For those people over 50 years of age, exercise will be more important in order to protect the strength and integrity of your bones. Two-thirds of your upper body weight rests on the upper back or thoracic spine, and the spine can literally collapse when osteoporosis creeps in and gets a hold of you there. So if you're over 50, you can improve your bone density by exercising at least 30 minutes per session every day or every other day, preferably every day. So since exercise improves your memory, can also you can't say, well, I forgot to exercise, obviously. And you want to forget Alzheimer's and remember everything else and exercise on a regular basis. So exercise, that's not going to kill you. That's a good thing. Finding a good fit is important for people when they want to stick with the exercise regimen and improve their health and protect it. So when you exercise, you have some choices there. But you're definitely going to improve your oxygen input, and it's going to improve your immune system. So I like to really maximize my time if I'm going to fit in my exercise. I like to make it fun as well as being productive on a fit exercise level. So I get bored with exercise routines quickly, so I like to mix them up. Find something that really motivates you, that you're passionate about. So, exercise. Let's say maybe you do like, riding your bike and cycling. So you can do that even in the winter months. You can do it indoors. You can find equipment for that. Or lifting weights. Some people like to do that. Aerobics, obviously. But I like exercise routines that are like dance routines, right? I think dancing's fun. And you're all of a sudden, you're through the exercise dance DVD before you know it because you had a bunch of fun. Also, I like low-impact stretching DVDs, like Classical Stretch is a really good one. So you can find some fun ways to exercise. That's good. Other things people like to do, instead of, you know, putting in a DVD and doing the exercise routine, some people say, well, you know, I'd rather do aggressive walking and gardening. Some people say I prefer to go bowling, play tennis. Some people like rock climbing or stair climbing, golfing, ping pong, swimming. Great, swimming's great. And you know what? I actually did a show, Frank, if you remember, we did a show on how many calories you burn doing housework. It wasn't really as high as I'd like it to be. So just doing housework, yes, you do exert, but as far as, you know, burning off the extra weight you're hoping to burn, it's not going to be quite there. So we got to get those we got to get the aerobic in. We got to get that sweat factor going, you know. So, but you don't have to go overboard. It's real important to make sure your exercise routine is a safe one for you and you don't go beyond your limits. For instance, if you walk for your exercise and you do walk faster than normal walking, you should be able to take some slow, deep breaths as you walk and still be able to carry on a conversation without running out of breath. If you're in inclement hot weather, keep that in mind. You may want to do your walking indoors, maybe find a big mall that's air-conditioned, and you can walk around that one. There's a big mall around here within a half hour. It's like a mile to walk the whole mall, one lap, so you can actually track how much you're walking. Now, if you don't exercise at all, walking is a great place to get started. And you'll pick up stamina and you'll find that you feel better even if you don't feel that you did enough. You know, you feel like maybe this is just not an exercise that's really an exercise. But it is. It is. You start there. And too many people stay indoors and they don't get that sunshine. So if you can walk outside and out in the weather, that's better. You're getting the sunshine, the vitamin D. And it does lift your mood. So medical studies on chronic pulmonary disease show that if you walk or you cycle each day on your bike, you increase your muscle strength and also you strengthen your heart and you get more oxygen to your heart muscle. So walking helped men with benign prostate hyperplasia. Walking 2 to 3 hours per week improved their urinary tract symptoms. Walking also improves bone density, especially if you've had hip surgery in both men and women. Fibromyalgia sufferers also reported relief of symptoms when they walked on a regular basis because exercise releases lactic acid and that tends to get trapped in the muscles and it causes pain. So here's some tips though. Let me leave you with some tips on this. If you're not sure what time of day to do your exercise workout in, I like to do it in the morning. Some people can't fit it in the morning, but they do it after work. Whatever works for you is fine. It is the fact that, you know, I like doing morning workouts because it really gives me a lot of energy and it generates me all day. But do it when you can. If you can't fit it in the morning, definitely do it after work. The only thing is if you do exercise after work, don't do it too late in the evening because when you exercise, sometimes it's harder to get to sleep at night. Now, my other suggestion is don't bother with a scale. You're going to know if you're losing weight and you're doing it right because your body's going to tell you. Your clothes are going to fit different. And people will notice the positive changes in you anyway. The scale can be an enemy to a lot of people. For instance, if you are, you know, watching the scale to see if you lost weight and it hasn't moved in, let's say, 4 weeks, you get discouraged and you think, hey, this isn't working for me. You might even stop your exercise routine and then, you know, get to the comfort food, and that's not good. So understand that your workout, you may not lose weight all of a sudden in the beginning. Weight does tend to taper off, though. In other words, I wasn't really moving the scale much when I was in my 30s doing some new things, but I was toning up and my clothes fit differently. So that's the other thing that can happen. You could be toning areas and the clothes fit differently, but yet the scale didn't move. So look at the way your clothes are fitting. You can use a tape measure if you want as a better indicator of how you're doing. And when you work out, you'll also pick up muscle when you do that. So that's going to counter on the scale there, and that's what that's going to be reflective. So if you think you're not losing weight because you're picking up muscle mass, but you're also toning at the same time, and that's going to reshape your muscles, and you're going to look trimmer and more fit. Now, for men and women, I can also recommend a very simple and inexpensive exercise therapy that will help tone muscles, speed up the body makeover, for instance. Muscular-wise is a therapy. It offers the benefit of a 10-hour aerobic workout in just 1 hour. It's called Calinetics. It's nothing new. It's been out there for many years. It was developed by a professional ballet dancer. Now, it doesn't involve ballet at all. Callan Pinkley developed this routine, and it really does tone both men and women, and it's phenomenal in a short time. And once you go through the whole routine, then you just do a maintenance routine, and you can retain the physique that you developed without a lot of effort. So I love it. Calinetics, it's C-A-L-L-A-N-T-I-C-X. Callan Pinkley developed it, and her books are everywhere. And DVDs are everywhere if you want to check it out. Now, what if you kind of overdo the exercise routine and you're starting to feel tired and sore? Well, there are some recovery herbs out there. I like to use a lot of ginseng, American or Siberian ginseng. It gives the body stamina. A lot of Olympic athletes in Europe use ginseng all the time to help power them through their training. And you can do the same thing. Now, if you do have a heart condition and you're sensitive to stimulants, so if you're sensitive to caffeine, for instance, you will be sensitive to ginseng, so keep that in mind. But Russia and Germany, the athletes there already know there's a powerful enhancement effect when you use ginseng. You can also harness the power of ginseng, whether you're using American or Siberian. So, either one is good. I also like to use ginkgo biloba with circulatory herbs to empower the mind, to improve memory and speed of thought and cognitive ability all the way over. So, I like to use ginkgo biloba with rosemary and cayenne. You'll find that combination in the brain concentrate formula at Apothecary Herbs, and they also have your ginsengs there as well. Now, if you sore, they do have some topical rubs that are organic, that are deep tissue rubs that are awesome. They are the game changer when it comes to wanting to feel more limber, have a better range of motion. So they do have some nice rubs. And ginger root is excellent too if you got joints that are a little sore. So ginger root is going to infuse more blood flow to the joint and help relieve that. They do have also the pain formulas in regular and extra strength, which is the salicin-rich herbs. So if you have an aspirin allergy, you may want to avoid these because salicin is what aspirin companies take from they used to take it from organic sources to make the product, but salicin in its whole food state doesn't give you side effects like aspirin will, but it does give you anti-inflammatory benefit and pain relief. So they have all these things that are just wonderful and all organic and whole food and professional strength. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, get their free product catalog and see how empowered you can be. The number is toll free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is their web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Absolutely. You know, you're trusting in God when he says, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. And just that example of the Quack Report with the olive leaf, healing of the nations from the leaf. That's it. So definitely check it out. If you're on their website and you want to receive their free newsletters, you can by email. They are only delivered by email, and you can click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. Also, they're having a Father's Day sale, so 25% off orders of $40 or more runs through the 22nd. It ends the 22nd, so take advantage of that. More details online or give them a call, 866-229-3663. I'm late for the break. I got to go. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. We're back here in Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about the battleground of infection and what the solution may be. Oh, there's solutions out there. Probably just haven't thought about them. So let's talk about some of them. No secret that scientific medicine has been worried about how to stop drug-resistant infections. And in most cases, medicine has been resistant to the idea that there are plants that can resolve infections and pain better than drugs can, or more safely than drugs can. So especially, you know, if your drugs are really not working anymore, and the drugs may be, you know, causing an addiction risk, what are your options? So we're going to check it out, and we're going to look and see what the impact of natural medicine could have on everyone's life. Well, there is this major fight. One major fight that we're seeing is that there's this tug of war between legislative rules that govern, let's say, your CBD oil. That was an example, the hemp products. Public is kind of weary of the drug side effects of painkillers, so people are turning to more natural sources for pain relief without any addictive effects. So drug companies have lobbied Congress and have even sued companies manufacturing the CBD products in order to prevent them from manufacturing and selling the product. So a lot of news out there, not so accurate too, that they're saying there's health threats associated with a lot of these natural things like CBD, and those are circulating also promoted by the drug companies in an attempt to confuse the public and keep them from trying a natural pain relief option. So do your homework out there. Dig. You got to do it these days because there's a lot of deception. So, but we also have the power, to know, well, we have God's discerning spirit within us. If you're a child of God, that's what you have. So let's say you have major health pandemics of infections, bacterial or viral infections, that modern medicine is not being able to treat very well. So this area seems to be of concern. Also, medicine explores herbal possibilities as well as other treatments. But you want to keep in mind that the public is watching what health authorities are doing regarding a lot of the serious mess that comes out of these pandemics, and also looking at anything they're promoting to cure a disease like that. But people look at the drug-resistant products out there for infections and the mutation factor, and, you know, hospitals and healthcare, you know, they can't even keep a lot of medicines in stock now. There seems to be some sort of, block on getting them, especially from other countries. So medical establishment does know they have to produce something that's effective, because it's getting to the point that, your trauma centers, you know, are open, but, you know, your elective surgery and other treatments are closed, because people are worried about getting infections. And this is going to have a significant financial hit, as we're seeing on the medical industry. They've suspended a lot of elective treatments, non-life-threatening surgical procedures, as you know. But there's this report in, this is December 2019, that was in done by Remedy Review. It was research. It's a research that was founded by fitness professionals. They wanted to prevent information that was misinformation. They wanted to positively influence modern medicine and the scientific area of research to look into natural healing and see the true benefits there. But I understand their motivation, but, you know, medicine is a corporation and it's there for a profit, and they can't patent what God made, what Mother Nature has. So that's why they haven't been really dealing much with, you know, your natural options like your olive leaf for parasitic protection. They have to change it chemically. They have to alter it to patent it. And when you do that, it just doesn't work the same. So, anyway, so these guys get together, these fitness professionals, let's positively influence, you know, the scientific research area to get more of the natural thing going. But the thing is, they want to regulate that stuff and highly regulate that stuff when you do that. So they're reporting 3 out of 4 people in general believe natural remedies are safer than prescriptions. Well, that's true. And this is especially evident with regards to alternatives for your pain prescription drugs. Now, according to their report, the public has been aware that pain drug addiction is a crisis. Natural remedies are already available for the public to use. And science is really not interested in whole food medicine, but is interested in dissecting plants to produce patented prescription drugs. And when you do that, though, you create side effects and addictions. And we should know by now that such products are missing the vital nutrients that prevent those side effects. And it seems that some are seeking scientific medicine's approval or endorsement on the natural remedy side, when all they really need to worry about is the safe promise of purpose that herbal medicine offers. And it's based on God's word in Genesis 1:29 and 30, Psalms 104 and 14, and Revelations 2:22. That's the highest endorsement you can get. So in addition, we seem to forget that medicinal herbs often do not work well if you're adding over-the-counter or prescription drugs to the mix. Well, let's go a little further back. This was Emory Health Science at Atlanta, Georgia, May 2019. They were doing a study on how did medics and physicians during the Civil War function in their field hospitals, what did they rely on to help, their patients, their wounded? Well, they relied, guess what, on natural and traditional herbal remedies. That's what they found. So, imagine the Surgeon General of the Confederate commissioned field guide. That's what he had. They had the Surgeon General published a Confederate field guide on plants and tree remedies using traditional medicine, but this was nearly all forgotten. So had he not published that? So the military back in the Civil War foraged for plants in the South for the hospitals and the field medics to use. Their primary focus was to find and use plants to inhibit infections, heal wounds, and to stop bleeding. Supply lines to them were where they would get the conventional drugs were unreliable, and shortages were pretty much a reality there. So the modern medicine is really trying to tap into this long-forgotten knowledge in order to, guess what, manufacture new drugs from it. Well, ancient survival techniques, and that's what they tapped into. So we sometimes, though, hear rumors today that the United States will go through, let's say, a second civil war. We hear people say it's inevitable. Now, if that's to happen, we better have some sort of knowledge of plants to assist us. And in this research from Emory Health Science, they looked at the plants the Confederates used for, let's say, bacterial infections. They experimented with the plant extracts, and this is what they found. They wrote about the benefits. One was microbiological activity against dangerous species of drug-resistant bacteria. And two, it offered analgesic effects, removes pain and inflammation. So it kills the infection and gets rid of the pain and inflammation. Two huge things when you're trying to heal somebody that's injured. Here's a quote from Micah Detwalder and Cassandra Quav, professors at Emory Center, Study for Human Health School of Medicine, Department of Dermatology. They said this, "The Civil War Guide to Plant Remedies is a great reference. Our findings suggest that these plant therapies saved many soldiers from amputation of limbs, saved their lives during the Civil War. This research into the Civil War medicinal plants might one day benefit modern wound care. Studying these plants in the traditional healing practices, we have uncovered promising candidates for new drugs if we can identify which plant compounds are responsible for the antimicrobial activity. If we are seeing the ancient science of survival," is what they said. But, you know, that's the thing. If they can harness the compounds, the plants have lots of compounds and alkaloids. Lots of them, which synergistically interact and work together. So it's almost like a CRISPR. If you isolate those, you're CRISPRing, you're genetically modifying the plant by taking something out and isolating it. You've stripped it of the alkaloids for uptake in most cases. And this is why your aspirin today, which they took from salicin in plants, becomes acetylsalicylic acid when they strip it. And it's, going to cause bleeding, and it's going to suppress immune system and other things. So that's the risk you take when you try to reinvent what God made. Here is also a quote from Daniel Zerwaski, chief pathologist and virologist of Infectious Department, Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. He was a co-author on this study. He said, "I am a firm believer in learning everything we can garner from the past so that we can benefit now from the knowledge and wisdom of our ancestors," end of quote. Well, I'm glad they're acknowledging, you know, that may be ancient medicine, it may be crude, but it's effective. The research did get reviewed by Emory Health Science. It does get published in the September 2019 Scientific Reports Journal and also in Science Daily. So, you know, I guess you ever hear that old saying, Frank, necessity is the mother of invention? I heard that all the time growing up. Since traditional medicine supplies were kind of scarce in the South for the Confederacy, they had to use what was available. And so, you know, they would send the soldiers out to wildcraft a lot of the herbs in the woods for the doctors to use. So the Confederacy commissioned a botanist and a surgeon from South Carolina, Francis Proucher, to compile a book on the medicinal plants indigenous to the South. And this book also included plant remedies often used by Native American Indians and also some enslaved Africans. So the book was titled Southern Field and Forests and was published in 1863. Inside were 37 species of plants used for things like gangrene, other types of infection. And the Confederate Surgeon General, Samuel Moore, used Poucher's work to document the success of the medicinal plants and then published a field guide for the military, and it was titled Standard Supply of Indigenous Remedies for Field Service and the Sick in General Hospitals. And it is no surprise that the research at Emory Health Science, that they use the white willow bark mentioned in the Civil War book to make extracts with. Yeah. So tested against bacteria known to infect wounds, they found it reduced inflammation and improved healing. Other plants that they tested were also antibacterial and destroyed staph infection, pneumonia bacteria, and sepsis, blood poisoning. Totally awesome. Absolutely awesome. Well, here's a quote from Cassandra Quave, professor at Emory Center, Human Health School of Medicine, Department of Dermatology. She says, in many instances, these plant extracts disarm the bacteria and prevents it from replicating. We've been taught that traditional plant remedies should be dismissed as incapable of fighting infections. Obviously, there are many more ways to cure infections, and we need to focus on them in this era of drug-resistant bacteria. So she's just confirming that they're taught traditional plant remedies are, you know, worthless. They were taught that in medical school. They're inept. They're impotent. They have no power. And here she's saying, no, they got plenty of power. They keep the infection from replicating. Uh-huh. And that's what they're finding out with the zinc, keeping the COVID-19 from attaching to your cell and infecting and replicating in there. So if you got zinc, you don't get COVID. Isn't that something? That's why they added the zinc to the hydroxychloroquine. Zinc is an immune system support nutrient, and you need that. Highest zinc, natural whole food zinc, you'll find in astragalus root. Of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that if you want to check out their astragalus root. One more quote here. Let's see. This is from Micah Detweiler again. She says, plants have a great wealth of chemical diversity, and they are extremely powerful and important. End of quote. Zinc. Zinc. Did I say sick? What does sick mean? No, zinc. Z-I-N-C, Frank. Zinc. It's a mineral. Okay. Zinc is a mineral. It's a mineral. What goes with it? Well, you have other plant vitamins and minerals that go with it, and alkaloids and amino acids. So it's kind of a whole package. Magnesium's one. Like magnesium likes to pair with it. I know you've mentioned copper before, but definitely calcium is another one. Calcium is real important. Calcium, the immune system taps that for a flow switch for your immune system to kick on and off. So if you don't have calcium, you got problems. Plant-based calcium is going to be the calcium the body prefers, not animal calcium, because it has the mineral chemistry it needs. So, you know, as we're waiting on science here to determine which plant chemicals in medicinal herbs provide protection from infections and for pain, we can just use the whole plant herbs that God gave us, because that's what they're here for, the service of man, he says. So we can skip the research, really, waiting on the drug manufacturing, the FDA approval, and the side effect problem, and the extraordinary high prices, and we can just tap into the medicinal herbs. Mm-mm-mm. And I think plants have always been the healing medicine, especially for poor people. science wants to totally control that. And imagine science putting a patent on certain nutrients in your foods, for instance, and claiming all the foods that contain those nutrients fall under their patent. Just imagine that nonsense. Think of that. Sounds kind of insane, doesn't it? However, it is currently being done. That's right. The European Union's health authority has taken this step to further, they dissect the medicinal plants, and under their chemical compounds, they write patents, listing the compounds in a large database and governing these compounds. For instance, if you wanted garlic, the idea is to sell the compounds that make up the garlic, and then you reassemble them. It's nonsense. And we're supposed to accept this thinking. That is, you know, it's going to prevent world hunger. It's going to standardize all the foods and all the medicinal plants. Nature is not standardized, right? Because anybody that grows food knows that where you grow it and how you grow it, and the soil you're using, the weather, the environment it grows in, has an impact. And no crop is the same year after year. But these scientific folks that like control, they want to standardize everything. They want to standardize everything. So it's all about control and controlling people's lives. So don't put off tomorrow what you can accomplish today. That's what my grandparents used to tell me all the time. And the ancient knowledge of healing is on a comeback course, and it needs to be accessible to as many people as possible for their health and benefit. And don't let authorities garnish that right that God has given every man. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And that's Psalms 104:14 and Revelations 22:2. So he's made these plants. He makes all the food too. And what you put in matters. So what are they doing to the food? They're modifying the food, genetically changing it. They're not making it better. You can't improve on God's creation. It's just not going to happen. This CRISPR nonsense where they're, you know, genetically modifying embryos. Nonsense. Just total nonsense. So if you're looking for some bacteria busters, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a lot of bacteria busting herb formulas. They're all whole food, organic, professional strength. Emory Health Science would be amazed just to take a look at that stuff for sure. You'll have powerful tools and instructions on how to use them. So God's promises are real. And his word can't come back void. Impossible. So Apothecary Herbs, give them a call. Get their free product catalog. They specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengthening. You can reach them at thepowerherbs.com. You can email them there. You can give them a call toll-free. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And take advantage of their free newsletters because you'll get information that will empower your health each and every week, absolutely free. They have the American Survival newsletter. It goes out on Tuesday. And the Health Quest newsletter goes out on Friday. And they're absolutely free. So you just go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. Click on Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up there. It is only delivered by email. Additionally, people have been asking about the Power Herbs book that's up there under that category. It is a book that's not in hard copy. It went through a couple of printings, but now it's a PDF, a Kindle, or an iPad format, so it's an electronic book. And it's $14.99, but it's 400 pages of enlightening information that will protect you and keep you well. The Power Herbs book is, it's about your herbs and what to avoid, what you can look for. It has an herb symptom reference guide in it, so it's easy to look up stuff. Herbs to take or avoid during pregnancy, for instance, herbs for pets. How do you make your own herbal tinctures, how to cleanse, why you should cleanse the organs to improve longevity. All that's in there. And herbs are timeless. It's not like that information gets old, it goes away. Obviously, we've got the Confederate Field Guide that's still in force today. Still great. And modern medicine's just now discovering it. is going, whoa, where'd this information come from? That we didn't get in medical school, and it's important. Timeless. God's information and medicinal herbs are timeless. Will never, ever go away. Never pass away. Truth is like that. It lives on. That's what it is about it. It just keeps on a going. So thepowerherbs.com. What else did I want to say? Oh, yes, they got the Father's Day sale. And that runs through the 22nd of June. So you can save 25% if your order is $40 or more. Up on the website, I believe the coupon code's up there. You want to use in your checkout cart, your cart when you check out the code FATHER20. You can use that on your mail-in order form if you want to send in an order by mail. And you can also use it over the phone to place an order. If you are mailing in an order, try to get it postmarked by the 22nd so your coupon will be valid. Okay? So thepowerherbs.com and their big Father's Day sale. So good time to stock up. Also, people say, well, you know, well, how long does this stuff last? That's a big question. Well, your herbal tinctures, known as extracts, they will last on average if you environmentally keep them stored in an environmentally controlled area, you know, inside your house. Don't have to refrigerate or anything. But herbs are heat and light sensitive. So, you know, in a closet, away from heat and light, they'll last 10 years. Your powdered mixes and your capsules around your herbal capsules and powdered mixes, about 5 years, environmentally controlled. But you don't have to refrigerate. Actually, you don't want to do that. So now if you're living in a hot region, like we just got some orders from folks out in Arizona where it's 110 franc. Oh, goodness. We do on request, and it's free of charge, we put cold packs in the order so that it stays cold while it's getting there to you. And we do send it on 2 or 3 day ship typically to get there if you're going to a hot area. So usually priority mail gets it there within that time frame. So definitely you want to keep your herbs stored appropriately to make sure their shelf life stays long there with you. Also, if you're looking for solutions to things like pandemics and other things, I can't mention right now, but they do have pandemic kits at Apothecary Herbs. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. So check that out. They have pneumonia kits. They have snake bite kits. You know, what are you going to do when there's no 911 to call anymore and you get bit by a poisonous snake? You'll want to know what to do. And it's amazing what that snake bite kit will do for you. Thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, if you can't get to medical care and you don't have anti-venom, you definitely want a backup. They do have heart attack packs, too. Amazing. So when seconds count, you know, especially if you're in a remote area, you definitely want to have one of those. So thepowerherbs.com, because it puts the power back in your hands. And it's on God's promise. Those herbs are real, and they're here to heal us. Give them a call at their toll-free number, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Ask for their free catalog. It'll be mailed to you. You can order it online and also download it from there as well. And don't forget, their sale is on. You'll save 25% now through the 22nd. I can see by the clock I'm over, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.